The Life and Strange Adventures of Robinson Crusoe of York, Mariner, who lived many years on an uninhabited island on the coast of America, near the mouth of the great river Orinoco, having been cast on shore by shipwreck, wherein many perished, with an account how he was at last as strangely delivered by pirates. Written by himself.
I was born in the city of York, in the year 1632. If ever a man was born to be his own destroyer, then I was he. Against the good advice of my father, I went to sea. I forgot the terror that possessed me in my first voyage, and voyaged into danger and calamity again. Even after deliverance from the Turks and landing safe in the Brazils, where I made my fortune, my heart still yearned to wander. But I was yet a young man.
Ultra garrafa de vino, chefe!
Tell me another of your stories, Signor Robinson.
What manner of story would you have, Mr. Wells? Trading with heathens on the Guinea coast, captured by a Turkish rover?
Tell me about trading in Africa.
There is gold dust, and it can be traded for trinkets.
What kind of trinkets?
Beads, toys, knives, scissors, bits of glass and the like. And not just gold dust, Mr. Wells. Guinea spice, elephant's teeth.
And negroes, Signor Robinson? You can try them for trinkets?
Why is your interest so drawn to negroes?
Signor Robinson, you must swear to keep what I say secret.
I do so swear. Now tell me what it is you have in mind.
Signor, you have done well since you arrived in Brazil. You have built up your plantation, and like the other planters, your plans for...